Good afternoon at 12:45, Craig Edwards, WKC News. Defense Department says Israeli airplanes and one or more torpedo boats mistakenly attacked a U.S. Navy research vessel. The Pentagon said initial reports from the USS Liberty say that 4 sailors were killed, 53 wounded. Israel informed the U.S. the attack was made in error by Israeli forces. The Israeli government apologized. The Pentagon said there is no danger of the ship sinking. 1st and 4th Battalion firemen have brought under control a major fire at the Eastside factory. Firemen said the whole back end of the Electro General Plastics Corporation at 1523 East 54th Street was ablaze when they arrived on the scene shortly after 7 o'clock this morning. As of now, firemen still on the scene. Apparently, the damage estimate will run up to or over $500,000. The head of the Ohio Retail Gasoline Dealers Association said last night, oil company giveaway promotions will end around July 15th. John M. Newton of Cincinnati said his sources in Columbus told him the date was set in some sort of an agreement between the oil companies and the Ohio Attorney General, William Saxby. He said the date was picked to give the companies time to regain money they had committed for advertising and for printing. About 80 people left from the greater Cleveland area this morning for Washington to take part in a rally today in support of Israel. Others went by plane and private car to attend the 2 p.m. rally in Lafayette Park across from the White House. One of the leaders of the group, Rabbi Frederick Gross of Beth Israel, the West Temple, said our concern is that Israel has gained by being forced into military action is not going to be lost at the conference table. Garfield Heights detectives today preparing charges against a high school band director for auto theft and possession of an estimated $10,000 worth of stolen band and electrical property. The band director, Edward Hoffey, shot Sunday in the Pro Golf Shop. He may lose sight in one eye. Ohio Senator Frank Lausche has denounced wage increases won by the building trades unions in Cleveland as perilously inflationary. He predicted in a Senate speech yesterday, inflationary forces will drive prices to shocking heights this fall. State Representative Carl Stokes introduces a bill in the legislature in Columbus. This bill would outlaw private meetings by any government body at any government level. Stokes aimed the bill at Mayor Locher. He was commenting on Locher's refusal to open up committee meetings down at City Hall, actually his Board of Control. Stokes said Locher is breaking the law and he knows it. Dr. Martin Luther King here in Cleveland planning for his summer campaign, we presume looking for financial backing, has announced that he will try and hold a meeting with Mayor Locher. This despite evidence the mayor does not want to, at least at this time, talk with Dr. King. King also announced he will meet with Bar Association President Davis of the Cleveland Greater Bar Association. Wixieland weather follows. WKC News salutes Donald G. Gayam, Hilliard Road, Rocky River, and other Greater Clevelander, now in the armed forces. The weather tonight, thundershowers down to 65. Tomorrow, variable cloudiness, a high in the middle to upper 80s. Now, as we hit more music on WKC's Larry Morrow Show, it's 84 degrees in Cleveland this afternoon, cloudy with showers, the high 84.